SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, a 14-year-old male in custody over a stabbing at the University of Sydney. Senior Labor politicians reject intimidation claims by Senator Fatima Payman. And in tennis, Carlos Alcaraz advances to Wimbledon's second round after defeating Estonian qualifier Mark Lagelle. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. A man has been hospitalised following a stabbing at the University of Sydney this morning. Paramedics responded and took the 22-year-old victim to the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital in a serious but stable condition. Police have arrested a 14-year-old male who is assisting with inquiries. Senior Labor politicians have rejected suggestions that suspended Senator Fatima Payman has been intimidated by her party colleagues. Senator Payman described being isolated by Labor Party colleagues after being suspended from caucus for crossing the floor. The suspension was initially only for a week, but is now an indefinite suspension after Senator Payman said she would cross the floor again to vote in favour of any future pro-Palestinian motions. Health Minister Mark Butler doesn't believe Senator Payman has been intimidated.
I've seen no evidence of that. Indeed, there's very clear evidence of colleagues reaching out to Senator Payman over the last several days. There's a photo on the front page of one of the papers this morning of one of the ministers giving her a hug on the Senate floor yesterday when we were swearing in a new Governor-General. So I don't accept that characterisation. We'd like to see Senator Payman return to the Labor fold, but in order to do so, she's got to respect other members of the team and commit to accepting collective decisions of that team.
Live sheep exports will be banned from 2028, raising the ire of angry farmers who say their livelihoods will be ruined. Last-minute lobbying by Western Australian farmers and business owners was not enough to have the legislation blocked, with the bill passing the Senate late last night. The legislation will mean an end to live sheep exports by sea on the 1st of May 2028, with a $107 million transition package to flow on to affected farmers. National Director of Four Paws Australia, an animal welfare organisation, Rebecca Linnegan, has praised the move.
Four Paws Australia applaud the Albanese government for upholding their election promise to phase out live sheep exports, and we also applaud the Senate, who voted in favour of the ban. This vote reflects the views of not only their constituents, but of the Australian community. Despite attempts from a small section of the industry to keep this brutal trade going, it's been clear for many years that the era of live sheep export was over. There has been too much cruelty, too much suffering, and too many chances given, and Australians have had enough.
The Greens say Australians should be able to access major sporting events for free, even if they have to access the content online. Anti-siphoning and prominence legislation that requires major sporting events like the Olympics, State of Origin, and the AFL and NRL Grand Finals to be shown free-to-air will be debated in the Senate tomorrow. Currently, the legislation only requires major events to be available for free on television. Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says the laws need to apply to online content too.
It's crazy that in 2024 we have a new rule coming in that would lock out almost half the country from watching sport for free. And if you've got an old school television, you'll be okay. You'll be able to watch the footy, the Olympics, rugby for free. But if you have a smart TV, if you watch sport on your phone or your tablet, you'll be forced to pay hundreds of dollars just to watch your favourite team.
Analysts say there's hope yet for President Emmanuel Macron's government after his centrist alliance suffered major losses to Marine Le Pen's far-right National Rally Party in first-round elections. French voters will head to the polls again on Sunday for the final round of voting for the French National Assembly. In electorates where no candidate won outright in the first round, the top two candidates, as well as any candidate with more than 12.5% total registered voters, move to a second round. Dr. Roman Fatih is a senior lecturer in history at the Australian National University. He says because of potential alliances against National Rally, it's still uncertain it will be able to form a government.
They're very unlikely to be able to form a government, be that a majority government or a minority government. This is because moderates of other parties, moderates from the left, moderate from the centre, moderate from the right, will unite in most of the 577 electorate, will get behind one another in order to have only one candidate running against the National Rally, therefore winning that seat.
And in tennis, Carlos Alcaraz has begun the defence of his Wimbledon crown with a useful workout against Estonian qualifier Mark Lagelle. The Spanish 21-year-old dropped serve twice in a 2-hour, 23-minute encounter before prevailing 7-6, 7-3, 7-5, 6-2. I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.